Time to get to it right now. The rubber meeting the road on a Friday, a free-for-all Friday. Going to get the mailbag and the dumbest things you've heard all week. We've got them all. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, wildfires in California had the global warming crowd in a frenzy talking about all sorts of unprecedented cataclysmic events. Of course, not. But hey, it makes for good headlines. Number two, also in California, a congresswoman there apparently battling addiction issues when she hooked up for a three-way with her husband and a junior staffer. They've all broken up now, and it's tragic. We'll talk about that. It's dragging her into the Ethics Committee, Katie Hill. And number one, I have been telling you for years that the First Amendment of the United States Constitution is under attack. Of course, Esquire Bob and others chided me for that. Now, I'm going to get back to that, but first I've got some breaking news here that I want to share with you. Just crossing in front of me here, some breaking news. And that is that Lisa Page, you know who she is, right? Lisa Page is the one involved with Peter Stroke in the investigation and the insurance policy and all the back information and the texting and the ongoing investigation of Russia collusion and so forth and where it originated. Here is a huge bombshell to me. Michael Flynn, railroad job. Remember how he met with the FBI, didn't take an attorney, and they said no crime has been committed here, and then they reversed course later and said, well, actually, he didn't. He was one count of lying under oath, and he was run out of town, run out of the White House, disgraced. But they keep postponing his sentencing. He's never actually been sentenced for anything. It's been going on for a year or more now. It's been, that is unprecedented. Well, here's what we've just learned. Lisa Page, special counsel to Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, when we resigned, we now learn she had edited Mr. Flynn's 302. It was Lisa Page who edited the 302 of Michael Flynn. Remember, the FBI agents involved didn't believe he had committed a crime, and then suddenly a crime had been committed. He was charged with one count of lying to FBI agents. How convenient that it was Lisa Page who edited that 302. Not the end of this story. And maybe that explains why Michael Flynn has never actually been charged. And then James Clapper apparently told the Washington Post reporter Ignatius at that point he could basically take the kill shot on Flynn. Think about all of that. Think about how deep and dirty that all is. Meanwhile, back to where I was. I've told you for years that I believe that the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, your freedom of speech, your freedom of press, your freedom to practice your religion the way you see fit, all under attack in America. And if you don't believe me, I've got some new polling here for you, Esquire Bob. So pay attention. A majority of Americans, in new polling, believe the First Amendment should be rewritten, and they're willing to crack down on free speech as well as the press. More than 60% of Americans agree on restricting speech in some way. 60%. A slim majority, 51%, want to see the First Amendment rewritten altogether to reflect the cultural norms of today. It just sends a chill down my spine. The Campaign for Free Speech, which has conducted the survey, said the results indicate free speech is under more threat than previously believed. The findings are extraordinary, said Executive Director Bob Lystad when speaking to the Washington Free Beacon. Our speech rights, our free press rights, have evolved well over 200 years, and people now seem to be rethinking them altogether. More than 1,000 people asked. Young people, shockingly, most likely to support curbing free speech and punishing those who engage in hate speech. Here it is, the hate speech laws that were, you know, starting to roll in 20 years ago. And I said then, and I say to you now, they were dangerous. Because who gets to say what's hate speech? Who gets to be the arbiter of what is hate speech? 60% of millennials, those between 21 and 38 years of age, agreed that the Constitution goes too far in allowing hate speech in modern America. Can you imagine? They get to dictate to you. Some 21-year-old kid can tell you what you're allowed to say or hear or see or how you could practice your religion. And people like Cory Booker would like to get rid of, you know, tax breaks and tax-exempt status for churches. And so would other Democrats. A majority of millennials also supported laws that would make hate speech not only unacceptable, but a crime. 54% said violators should face jail time. This is where we are in America. 1,000 people asked. More than 1,000. 54% of those asked, millennials, say you should go to jail if you comment and make hate speech, and they will be the arbiters of what that means. American hostility toward the First Amendment did not stop at speech. Many would like to see a crackdown on the freedom of the press. 60% of respondents agreed that the government, should be able to take action against newspapers and TV stations that publish content that is, quote, biased, inflammatory, or false. Now, who gets to decide what's biased? You see, they don't even understand how dangerous what they're doing is. They get to be the ones that decide what's biased. But someday they will be judged as to what is biased. And government should be able to take action against newspapers and TV stations that, like I say, put up something biased, inflammatory, or false. And 46% said people should go to jail. If you publish something biased or inflammatory, you should go to jail. The poll released just 2 days after two University of Connecticut students were arrested, if you didn't hear this, were arrested for allegedly saying a racial slur in a viral video. They were arrested for making a racial slur in a video. The 21-year-old suspects playing a game in which they yelled vulgar words, according to a police report. Such incidents on the rise on social media. It may be what's behind the increase by millennials to forfeit their constitutional rights. We have bred a generation of imbeciles. We have literally bred a generation of complete and utter imbeciles that think they are smarter than Jackson and smarter than Madison and smarter than the founding fathers and mothers of this nation. I think our findings are fueled in large part because of a rise in hate speech, but traditionally hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. In fact, that's why the First Amendment exists. It's not there for happy talk. It's there for things that offend people because it's not going to stop at hate speech. It's, oh, it's bias. Oh, that's fake news. And who gets to decide? Snopes? Does my jail time rely on whether or not Snopes thinks that I'm accurate enough? It's frightening. Hate speech should be condemned. But jailing people for it? What an outrageously stupid idea. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today. at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumen Defender.